Someone asked me if on Shabbos, since we're resting, is it okay to learn something new from the Torah, or should we only be reviewing Torah that we already know? Is there some concept about we don't learn new Torah? So there are some Rishonim who actually talk about this. The Rishonim, some Achronim, who talk about this. The Or Zeruah, Chelek Beis, in Hilchos Motzei Shabbos, Siman Pei Tes, he writes that we don't, we shouldn't, we should only learn on Shabbos and Yom Tov, Devarim HaRagil Bahem, materials that we're familiar with, we're used to, Uvagadot, and Agadic literature, Aval Devarim She'ena Ragil Bahem, Tsarhula, but new stuff, or stuff, new Torah that we're not used to, it's tsar, it's pain for us, because it's distressful, it's hard for us maybe to access it, to understand it, and we shouldn't be in a state of tsar, a state of pain, on Shabbos. Remember, Yaakov Emden agrees with this as well. And what's the basis for this? Well, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Aleph, that says Rabbi Zeira Bahadir Azuze Zuze Drabadad. So when Rav Zeira would see a pair of students, Rashi says Kishaya Roa Osem Zugos Zugos Umedabrim Batorah. When he'd see a pair of students studying Torah, he would say to them, "Bimatusuminaichu, please lo sechalulune." So what does that mean? Rashi says that he would say, "Please, lechu v'his asku be'oneg Shabbos, go and be engaged in oneg Shabbos. V'lo sechaluluna levatel tanugim, and don't profane it, profane Shabbos, by not being engaged in tainug, in enjoyment." So the at least what Yaakov Emden wants to say, and others, that it seems that. This is Rav Yaakov in his Siddur, that we see from here that he had these students who were learning Torah, and Rav Zeira said, no, don't do that. That's a bittul. You get to presumably engage in serious intellectual pursuit. And he said, go eat, go drink. You're working too hard on the Torah. So that would seem to indicate that you should not study something that's a challenge to be ma'ayin. An iyun, an in-depth analysis on Torah. That's what Rav Zeira did. The truth is, this is not a conclusive proof because the Chida in the Sefer Machzik Bracha, Or HaChaim Siman Reish Tzadi Sif Katan Hevav, he says, "Yeah, I saw the Yaivetz's proof. I saw Rav Yaakov Eden's proof." He said, "No." He says, "But with apologies, that's not really what Rashi meant." And he explains. He's saying that no, maybe. What he's really simply saying is he's telling these students that if they're only learning and they're not going to engage in any Oneg Shabbos, make sure at least you have some Oneg Shabbos. Make sure you eat or drink a little bit. Maybe you shouldn't fast on Shabbos. He wasn't saying that you shouldn't learn anything new or learn iyun, shouldn't learn in-depth study. What he was saying is don't only learn and not eat or drink. You should also eat or drink. And he writes that in different towns that he saw that the students in the yeshiva were engage in pilpul on Shabbos, and in Yerushalayim they did this, and he says that it was done, but he does say that in some communities maybe they didn't engage in Rova Talmidei Chachamim, maybe they didn't learn such in-depth material Talmidei Chachamim, but he doesn't think that it's prohibited. He thinks it's totally okay. There is actually an interesting dispute in the Rishalmi, in Shabbos Perek Tesvav Halacha Gimel, that Rav Chagai says that the goal of Shabbos and Yom Tov is only for achilu shtiyah, for eating and drinking. And Rav Berechia says, no. The goal of Shabbos is lasuk behem divrei Torah, to engage in Torah. And in the Tanchuma, this is all brought down the Beis Yosef, Or HaChaim, and Siman Reish Peches, Tanchuma, he explains that they're really speaking about two different people, two different groups of people. When Rav Berechia said that the goal of Shabbos is for Talmud Torah, he's talking about, this refers to Poalim, Shehem Asukim Mimlachim Kol Yomos HaShavua. He's talking about workers who are engaged in their work all the days of the week. So they didn't have time to study Torah. So on Shabbos, they engage in serious Talmud Torah. But Rav Chagai, who said that Shabbos is time for Oneg, that's for the Talmidei Chachamim. If they're exhausted, they spend so much time toiling over Torah during the week. So on Shabbos, they enjoy themselves a little bit. So that's this distinction. In fact, the Ramah in Siman and Or HaChaim, Siman Reish Tzadi Sif Beis, he writes that that Poalim and Balabatim, Shainim Oski Matar Kol Yashvua, that the workers who unfortunately, let's say they can't study, they're working all week, they can't study Torah during the week. Yasuk Yosef Matar B'Shabbos, B'Tabri Chachom, Oski Matar Kol Yashvua. They actually spend more time studying Torah on Shabbos than the Tabri Chachom who are occupied in Torah all the days of the week. And the Talmud Chacham Yabshichu Yosef Ba'odeg Achilo Shtiksas. The Talmud Chacham will be allowed to eat or drink a little bit because they're involved in Torah study during the week. Now, it seems that you really, even though again there are some poskim who, or there are some Rishonim and Achronim who frown upon learning in depth study because it costs too much sar. This doesn't seem to be the minhag. The mincha the chida disagrees. The mincha salazar disagrees. There are many who disagree, and in fact, in terms of learning new Torah, the Zohar writes that there's a mitzvah, and it's actually the mitzvah is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Reish Tzadi Sifkot and Gimel, that the Zohar says that there's a mitzvah to mechadish chidushei Torah on Shabbos, that there's a mitzvah to actually come up with chidushim, new ideas on Torah on Shabbos. He said, if someone can't do that, if someone's not a bar hachid, lechadesh, he's not a bar hachid, he's not someone who knows how to be mechadesh, chidushim. So yomo dvarim shelo lama adheina. At the very least, learn new material. Why are you supposed to do that? So the Shari Tzion writes, in Siman Reish Tadi, Saif Aleph, he writes, chayav adam, and it's based on the Shla, he says, chayav adam lechadesh chidushi Torah, kamo shkasu bezohar. He said that you should, a person is obligated to come with new chidushei Torah, as we find the Zohar. The b'motzei Shabbos. What happens in motzei Shabbos? B'chazaras neshama yisera limkoma. When the neshama yisera, the special neshama that we get on Shabbos, returns back to its place. Shol osa kadosh baruch hu. Kadosh baruch hu asked the neshama, "Ma chidush amart b'Torah?" So he said, "Well, what new chidush do you say in Torah?" So we have a special neshama yisera, and we want that to be the neshama yisera of Shabbos. We want that to be one to come up with some new Torah. So it's interesting that some Rishonim and Achronim say don't want to learn something new because it's too much of a tsar, too much of a pain. Others say you don't have to be worried about that. And there are those who say the opposite, that specifically Shabbos opportunity to come up with new Torah, chidushim, to be excited about Torah, that really Shabbos should be a time of really being so infused with Torah, that you come up with new beautiful ideas that actually don't bring you tsar, pain, but bring you tremendous enjoyment.